USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States. We achieved those objectives.
Afghan security officials reported Friday Taliban fighters have seized control of the Islam Qala border crossing with Iran in western Afghanistan. Another security official said Taliban fighters had seized five districts in Herat without a fight. A heavily armed commando unit that assassinated Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse on Wednesday was from 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. Port-au-Prince Police Chief Charles Leon said 15 Colombians were captured, as well as two Haitian Americans. Three of the assailants were killed, and eight remain on the run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
It's prison time for a famous lawyer, Wendy King reports.
He rose to fame representing Stormy Daniels in a 2018 lawsuit against former President Trump.
Americans deserve to know the truth about their elected leaders.
His political aspirations died in 2019 when prosecutors charged him with fraud, saying he was enjoying a celebrity lifestyle while cheating clients out of millions of dollars and failing to pay his taxes. He was sentenced to 2.5 years for trying to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. In a statement, former client Gary Franklin Jr., an organizer for the Los Angeles Youth Basketball League, said Avenatti devastated him financially, professionally, and emotionally. The judge wrote that evidence showed Avenatti devised an approach to Nike that was designed to enrich himself rather than address his client's objectives. Avenatti faces a separate trial next year in Manhattan. Stormy Daniels has alleged he cheated her out of hundreds of thousands of dollars from her book deal.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As violent crime spikes across the nation, nonviolent crime has also spiked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Violent crimes are not the only crime surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, the Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail, we were protecting the postal infrastructure, we were protecting postal workers, and they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are currently under tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Elsa. Elsa will be a quick mover from mid-morning to mid-afternoon Friday. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.